Welcome back to MiracleOfDeliverance.com. This is Lisa, and we're talking about post-deliverance wisdom. My third piece of wisdom is to not let the rooster crowing slow you down or make you feel guilt. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Do you remember when Jesus told Peter that before the rooster crowed, that he would deny Jesus three times? Three times. Because Peter said, I'm willing to die for you. And Jesus says, no, you'll deny me thrice. And Peter was like, no way, no way, Jose, I am not doing that. But then Peter found himself denying the Lord when he should have been loving him and sticking up for him. When Peter came out of that, I imagine that he did have to deal with some guilt. The thing is, Judas betrayed him and killed himself. Peter betrayed him and then he wept. There's some things that Peter had to have done when Jesus forgave him that would have been important to his ministry. Number one, he had to forgive himself. There's no way he could have done what he did in ministry without forgiving himself. And two, he had to forget his failure. Those were rural times, and I bet he heard a rooster crow every morning. Do you know how triggers work? When you have a failure or when you have a trauma and there's something present that sticks out to you, a lot of times the next time you see or hear that thing, it triggers the memory and you just kind of live through that again. Imagine every morning when he heard the rooster, he may have remembered, I betrayed Jesus. There will be signs everywhere of your failure, but you must choose to be the new person. When you see that person that you hurt, when you remember the things that you did and you wish you hadn't, or the things you didn't do and you wish you had, those are roosters. And what you need to do is make sure that the power they have over you to produce guilt is gone. You can ask the Lord, if there are any roosters in your life, is say, God, would you just please wash that memory and remove that guilt? I'm going to trust you in redeeming my life. You see, you can't be your own redeemer. Jesus is the only one who can do that. To stand in the position of redeemer is idolatry. Only Jesus can redeem the past. There will be signs everywhere of your failure, but you must choose to be the new person. Jesus made you to be victorious. Just be, and refuse to let the sound of any rooster, of any trigger or failure, rob you of joy. You may have not even known you were in sin until the Lord set you free. Don't let the past become a bondage to you. You are free now, and no matter how anyone treats you, the Lord has cleansed you and washed you and made you into a new creature. Now go and do big things in the Lord, just like Peter did. Next up, I'm going to talk to you about opening the window of the fortress.